Hello, friends. You're listening to Conversations. My name is Don Shire. I'm with Dave Wager. Dave is president of Silver Birch Ranch, a wonderful ministry located in the North Woods of Wisconsin. We have a website. Matter of fact, I'll give it to you right now, so maybe you can take a look at that while we're talking to you today. Silverbirchranch.org is the website. Dave, how are you today?
It's good to be with you, Don, and good to be with our listening friends.
It sure is. You know, Dave, we've seen some exciting things happening through the ministries of Silver Birch Ranch lately, haven't we?
Oh, we have.
Yeah, we've been praying for years that God would provide the funds for a new chapel. And in a roundabout way, he's doing it according to his plan, isn't he?
He is. You know, if you come to our grounds, it amazes me. Every building that we walk by, I can tell you a story. Mm-hmm. And in 1981, we started the year-round work. In 1968, the original summer camp. And it's amazing to me. We are now tearing down the old chapel that I remember building when we were in high school because we wore it out. And I never thought I would live that long, where a building that we actually put up, we wore out. And it's amazing. I go over there and watch them take it down. We've already put up a gym for our Nicolay Bible Institute students.
Yeah. Now, what I like about that is that you're praying for a chapel, and someone gave money for a gym.
Yeah, well, here's the true story. Somebody gave money anonymously for the chapel, but it wasn't advertised yet that we needed one, and it wasn't. We really weren't talking about it that much. We didn't have a plan for it or anything. The dilemma is, it's kind of like when we built our dining hall. Mm-hmm. The dilemma was we were building our dining hall on the space that the stables occupied. So in order to build the dining hall, we had to build the stables first in a new spot so that we could build the dining hall. Well, the chapel gave us a similar dilemma. In order for us to build a chapel, we cannot operate camp without one because we use it so extensively. So we had to figure out a way to have a chapel while we built a chapel. And that was our dilemma. You know, how do you do that? Well, we have a Nicolay Bible Institute, a one-year Bible college here to teach people the Bible and how to serve God. And, you know, people can look at NicolayBibleInstitute.org, find information on that. But the bottom line of that is we've been working on trying to get them their own little identity up here. And so we thought, okay, we love temporarily, we're going to put in a gym. And not a temporary gym, but a full-time gym. And we're going to temporarily use it for a chapel then. And then we're going to go and build the chapel so that we can spend the time we need to building it, and we still have a place to meet in a chapel. And then eventually we'll switch it to the chapel and have a gym and a chapel.
So if you haven't visited here in a while, you can come up and see the new gym / chapel and see the new chapel in its progression of being torn down and rebuilt.
Yeah, and if you do, you know, here's what I want people to know, Don. If they come, I want them to be able to see that everything that's happening on these grounds is happening apart from what we would consider a normal fundraising campaign or anything else. Mm. This is God alone who's doing this.
Yeah.
We were able to build that gym debt-free, and we so far on the chapel debt-free. And we haven't really gone out and started a campaign to tell anyone we need the funds to do it. They come in, and God is providing, and it's amazing to me that we're doing this debt-free. When we finished the gym, I don't know how many guys in ministry came and said, "How did you do that? I mean, this is one expensive building." Mm-hmm. And I looked at them and said,
"It's beautiful." Yeah.
I said, "First of all, it's not expensive. We did a whole gym up here completely for like less than $250,000." Mm-hmm. And for a gym, it's amazing.
It sure is.
Exercise equipment, everything in there is less than that. Paid for completely. The secret is going to Menards when it's 11% off and buying the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that helps too. Mm-hmm. I mean, in other words, getting creative in how you do it. But then the eye was never on the gym. The gym was just a place that we had to build so that we could get to the chapel. And I thought, oh, God, should we combine the gym and chapel? And just from praying through it and things, you know what? I'm not a big all-weather tire fan because they're really not good at either extreme. Hmm. You know, they're really not good in bad snow, and they're really not good on absolute dry pavement. You need kind of mediocre weather for them to be good. And I'm not really a fan of just having a gym and making it a chapel because then you're not really making a good chapel. We wanted a place that would really honor God as a chapel where people could hear and see and that all the distractions were gone. And so that was the goal. And so we really decided to do this the hard way. and have two buildings rather than one, so that we could accomplish the goal.
And the exciting thing is that you're seeing God do it.
Yeah.
You haven't had to focus a lot of energy on, oh, where is it going to come from? You're just seeing God do it. I had a similar thing, not to that magnitude, but for those that listen, you know, we have orphanages in India, and all the children needed to go to school. And that's a once-a-year cost that really kind of hits the pocketbook. And it was $9,850 that I had to send. And it drained the account, and I wondered where it was going to come from. And I was just about ready to leave for a two-week trip, and our bookkeeper went out to get the mail, and I said, "Now, Priscilla, I'm expecting a big check here." She said, "From who?" I said, "Well, I don't know, but every time there's a big need, God touches someone's heart, and the money comes in." And she opened the first envelope, and there was a check for $10,000. And it was unsolicited. It was just God touching someone's heart. And I think as we talk today, there are those at home that are going through very similar things where you're trying to figure out where is this going to come from? How are we going to provide for this project or so forth? And I guess what I would suggest is honor God with your life. Spend time with Him. Trust Him. And then just expect to see Him go to work. I'm not a prosperity theology type of guy, but both you and I have experienced this, where when you are trying to honor God with your lives, He just does things.
Yeah, you know what? The word is contentment, and faith rests life. God is the one in charge, and we need to be willing to live in any way He wants us to. But here's what I know for sure: that we need to point to Him, and oftentimes it's the impossible situations that do that. Mm-hmm. Moses, the edge of the Red Sea, you know, Noah building an ark, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego taking a furnace, Daniel taking a lion's den. That's how we show God.
Okay, well, we have a couple of minutes left. How do we get there?
Well, you know what? Let me. You know George Mueller? You remember?
Not personally,
you know,
but yes, I
you know,
I've
of him.
Read the book. Yes.
Yeah, he started a bunch of orphanages. Let me tell you, this is his motivation for his ministry. He said this: live a life and lead a ministry in a way that proves God is real, God is trustworthy, and God answers prayers. And that was his mission statement.
And this is how many years ago?
Oh, I don't even know.
It's
a long time ago. And thousands of orphans benefited from this.
Yeah. And it's the same God that we're talking about today who is contemporary to us, but the same truth.
Yeah, you know what? I just love that idea. As I read it over and over again. Live a life and lead a ministry in a way that proves God is real, God is trustworthy, God answers prayers. I would ask our listeners, if you're involved in anything in this life, and you are, families or ministries or churches, is your family led in a way that proves God is real, that God is trustworthy? Is your ministry that you're involved in, your church that you're involved in, maybe you're involved in a place like Silver Birch Ranch or Don Shire Ministries or whatever, is it run in a way that shows God is real, God is trustworthy, and God answers prayers? I mean, honestly, if our lives stop being about us, if they stop being about how we are going to be okay, and they start being about showing who God is, we are now living in a way that God can actually honor. And in that process, I am not saying, just like Don wasn't, that you will be rich or poor. I don't know what you'll be. You know, it's interesting when you look at how God works. Remember, there was a guy once sitting at the pool of Bethesda, and he was a cripple, and Jesus walked up to him and asked him the million-dollar question: do you want to get better? Do you want to be healed? And I thought, what a silly question. And I thought, well, it's not silly. God answered it, so I better think about this one. Do you believe that there was somebody there who he knew was used to a certain lifestyle, used to every day coming and sitting by that pool, used to certain people, used to not working? Do you really want the changes that come with being well? And I would ask our listeners, do you really want to show the world who God is? Then something probably has to change, because it's not going to happen if you're showing them who you are. And I would challenge you to go and evaluate that. And I think in the programs to come, we'll talk more about George Mueller and some of the things he taught us with what he did.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Dave. I'm looking forward to that. You've been listening to Dave Wager. I'm Don Shire. The program is Conversations. We thank you for listening today. And if you'd like to know more about this ministry here at Silver Birch Ranch, I suggest you go to the website at silverbirchranch.org, silverbirchranch.org. We thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll go to the website. We hope that you'll be here again next week as we come to you at the same time.